Thunder Bay, deadmau5, one of the biggest names globally in electronic dance music, will headline this year's Wake the Giant Music Festival. The Canadian DJ, known without his famous mouse helmet as Joel Zimmerman, has been nominated for 6 Grammy Awards and won 3 Juno Awards for his work, which 3 times landed him atop the U.S. singles dance category, will be joined by ex-ambassadors and Australian singer-songwriter Dean Lewis atop the festival bill. Following last year's show-stopping performance by electronic superstar Steve Aoki, deadmau5 is another huge get for the event, which was created to help Indigenous students from remote northern communities moving to Thunder Bay to attend Dennis Franklin Cromarty High School. Organizer AJ Hoppe said the festival is making a name for itself in the music industry, which is making it easier and easier to convince like-minded artists to top the bill. I think we continue to kind of make waves on the music scene, and I think people are kind of talking. I think they're excited to get involved with this music festival. It's more than just a music festival, it's a movement, Hoppe said. We're looking to make some social change, so I think there are a lot of artists who are excited to be a part of this festival and jump on board. We're super excited to have deadmau5. We had Steve Aoki last year, who is obviously in the same kind of league, so here we are this year, we're delivering once again. Ex-ambassadors, who emerged from the Brooklyn indie scene in the mid-2010s, are best known for their global sing-along hit Renegades, while Lewis is an up-and-coming artist whose debut album, A Place We Knew, landed him atop the Australian charts and number 15 in Canada. His 2018 single, Be Alright, was a top 5 hit across Europe. There's also a huge Indigenous presence on the bill, including Ruby Waters, Matt Mock, a blind music producer and rising pop trap star in Lake Helen First Nation Sarah Kay, who grew up in Thunder Bay and is best described as an adult contemporary singer-songwriter who infused authentic Indigenous sounds in her songs. She'll be working with students on a song they'll create together and perform on stage at the Wake the Giant Music Festival. Sagate, who hail from Big Trout Lake, make a return to the festival after a thrilling Year 2 performance, and the Thunder Spirit drummers will also perform. DFC student Brianne Meekey said the festival is important for the students because of the sense of welcoming it brings to teenagers living far from home. And it's a really great way to kids inspired to come out to high school, because it is a big event. The festival is the one time of year we can stay out past curfew. It's a very big thing to look forward to, said Meekies. Tickets are expected to go fast in 2023. Last year's event saw more than 6,500 head to the festival site at Prince Arthur's Landing, and even more are projected to attend on September 16, the culmination of the 3-day event, which also includes workshops and an amazing race-style competition for students at the school. The best way you can get a hold of those suckers is to go to www.wakethegiant.ca. Tickets, which are on sale now, will be sold in tiers, starting at $105. A limited number of VIP tickets will also be sold. Children 11 and younger can attend the festival for free, but must have an admission ticket. Paid-for tickets will be required for all ages in the VIP area.